So,
yes,
look, I wanted to be sure that you had McGregor and his people alerted to the fact that they ought to follow up on this mini thing. You see, Connolly hit it in the morning, and I want to be sure that they, know that they're to follow up, because they feel strongly on this, and I think this is one time when they can hit it hard. Do you agree?
The congressional people?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and the reaction up there today when the president was excellent, even oddly enough, even Javits spoke out, of course, that there's a ranking Republican on the Labor Committee was damn good to,
right,
to get on our side. He just said he thought maybe he was very ill-advised. And our we kind of a batch of features to that.
Good. Sure. All right, fine. Well, we're going to get Scott and Ford and all the others, you know, to really, the people that can get on the news, really be on the side of the president against the special interest, the selfish special interest and all that.
What we have programmed is, the president, of course, has been working on calls to editors. We've got a dandy at the start, and they've been posting times. But I think you're going to get a lot of editorial content. And also, Rumsfeld is going to have a press conference tomorrow afternoon and embargo it over to Sunday. And so that we'll have a Sunday morning
right
story. And,
good.
We'll get both sports and maybe we'll get to do something to do
right.
We want to keep a drumbeat on that. Right?
Yeah, ride it hard over the whole weekend.
Oh, absolutely. We have one story each day. Clients this weekend, or one person each day.
Our story tonight will run tomorrow.
Right.
Connolly will run in the afternoon and Saturday.
And
well, they may have something tomorrow afternoon, but you've got to assume that the congressional people hit it tomorrow for Saturday also in Sunday papers.
Right. Rumsfeld,
anybody we can think of that can hit something Sunday for Monday might be a good idea, too. I don't know what there is, but...
Well, we could do our congressional people.
Right.
We could put those out before I go to Monday, but I guess they're the last to do that.
Good.
Well, we'll certainly keep that heat on. I don't have any later report on the ITT thing other than the Uber's report is down up to the Congress, but we don't know what's in it. So,
oh, boy. Oh.
Tell her what we're going to before he sent it, but she
worries you.
Surprising. Well, yeah, it's a little uneasy, but our experts out in Chicago are proceeding with that schedule. We may.
Well, of course, if Hoover's people, Chuck, say that it's done in June, we can't really use our experts.
Well, it depends on how
unequivocal
they are.
Yeah.
And how much they, how conclusive their findings are. The first report was really damaged, but these fellows in Chicago, who were the fellow in Chicago, who absolutely now persuaded that it wasn't done in June, or that it can't be proven that it was done in June. He hasn't yet come to the conclusion that it was done in January, but according to him, and according to the conclusion on it, his technology is years ahead of Europe.
But Hoover's already sent a report up, huh?
Well, I just learned it. I just got a call about 10 minutes ago. He sent it up the evening at 4 o'clock. And I thought he would have known, but he didn't. I know what his lab people found. He said, well, we have a source in there. And that was very inconclusive. But I don't know what Hoover said. So we just have to sort it out for a while.
Well, Ehrlichman is supposed to have talked to him this afternoon. But he didn't, though.
No, he talked to him today. He talked to him at 2 o'clock. And, put him over the door and he answered
him. I know, but the main thing is what happened today.
Well
anyway.
We were having terrible problems with the camera at some point. It was very difficult to get a little bit of the guys with the ball.
Oh, I know. They all these experts argue with each other like a bunch of women. That's right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Well, I will have my late night final report down there, and I'll go to the table. They're all set to sail tomorrow, of course.
Yeah.
If we don't find them, we've been under gun.
Well, yeah, that's right. If they just leave it inconclusive, that'll help.
That's what the working people are on the next one. Right. Beat a bit is going to be all right. I think another report I get tonight is for Sunday and Monday of Tuesday. Got it. Yeah, that's great. That's pretty good.
How the hell they can do that? Well, that's just the way they're doing. They're dragging everything out, you know. I mean, picking up every little smidgen of scandal to try to keep it going.
It's interesting what they're up to, though, Mr. President. The reason that the way we find out that the Bureau of Reporting has gotten up, this is really starting today, is that these ones, Joe Marty, that at 5 o'clock in the city, he's going to be sitting in his office and says, what's in the Bureau of Reporting? What's in the FBI report?
Somebody there is leaking to him. Oh, undoubtedly. He may have fixed Conrad, huh? Does make a difference. Be sure you call Ehrlichman and tell him about this, will you?
Yeah.
Be sure John knows that Teddy knew it before we did. In all departments.
And they've had this establishment going since the 30s.
Correct.
The government was mushrooming during the 30s to these guys.
Correct.
So we just did.
So we got them all through justice.
No.
Even in the Bureau.
I really think the team checked yesterday before we knew from the deal that there would be a bad CPI today.
Sure.
There's no other reason.
He knew it. He knew it, right.
We knew it.
You know. I think, on the other hand, he was probably surprised we took him on so hard, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you? I don't know.
I don't think he expected it. I really don't. I think he thought that too. I think he...
Particularly from his conversation. But you see, as I say, George, by going in and being very nice to him, indicates, well, we're going to soft-glove him, and he did it.
Well, it was an interesting little quote out of a labor official with David. I don't know why it may not make any news, but it said, I expect that Nixon will wait a couple of weeks to let the dust settle. See what he does next. Well, that was the morning. And that's an AFL CIO to it. And I am sure that any figure that was just ITT publicity about the tie with Bigfoot, that if he came crashing in on us, we would draw back and try to figure out how to get him back in the boat.
Oh, yes.
And he would tell us to go to hell, but make us look bad.
Oh, sure.
I don't think he expected you to walk out there and let him have it today. I'm sure he's also, because he's climbing the wall. That's just business crazy.
Correct, good.
They call Fitz twice. And
we'll keep Fitz on the line.
No, I trust him today, Mr. President. I said, look, I'm going in to talk to the President to tell him what you're saying. I want you to tell me where you are. So I don't see any equivocation. I'm with you. He's enjoying watching me.
Right.
Because as I explained to Fitz, I said, you're the only labor...
Well, Meany has never been any friend of Fitz's either.
Oh, no, he hates the fact that Meany tries to order him around, and Meany considers himself the representative of labor.
Correct.
And that's why when you had that breakfast with him, I immediately sent you a note that you said Fitz coming in.
That's right.
He knows that Meany always holds this over. Meany called him Monday and said, I want you in my office at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. He said, well, I won't be there.
Good.
What Fitz is really enjoying now, and what Meany is going crazy over, is that if labor people want to get anything into the board. And, you know, the building trades are going to want it. They've got to go through consent.
Yeah.
And that's just what meeting in a hell of a time.
Right.
So as Harris said tonight, he said, you fellows, you live right. You're living under a lucky star. So he said, every Friday, once a week, they help you. New Hampshire gave you a boost. Florida gave you a hell of a boost in Christmas. Illinois gave you a great boost because it put the Democrats wide open in the state. And he said, now you get money handing you this issue and butter in the one area where you were weak, and it gives you a chance to come back. And you're strong in the side of the public. That is what I call up living in my
See if Ehrlich, be sure Ehrlichman knows that Teddy Kennedy knew about this, though. That's a very, very disturbing thing.
Well, it is. It's startling. But I'll get that done tonight.
Okay. Thank you.